Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Arla Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Aleph and Mishnah Yud Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Chosu B'Shalim Zalmu V'Zgasa Marasiyat V'Chalayit Chalatzeim. They should be benched with a Sachat Tzlach and Siat Dishmai, good health, Parnas B'Shefan, Cult of Sela, and B'Shos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zeich Refayin Tzivik Hagun, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Yud Aleph tells us, Sa'ar Shal Chulin V'Shal Truma Shanaf Lo Sech Isa. Here we have Sa'ar of Chulin and Sa'ar of Truma that fell into a dough. Loi B'Zek Adel Chametz, Loi B'Zek Adel Chametz. Neither Sa'ar on its own has the ability to enable this dough to rise. Nitzdarfa V'Chimtzu, but now the two Sa'ars together joined forces and they cause the dough to rise together. Rebbe Eliezer says, Acher ha'achron aniba, I follow the last one that fell in. If the second sa'ar that had fallen in was the chulin one, so we say it's the chulin one that made the dough rise and the dough is permitted. If the second one that had fallen in was the truma one, so it's the truma one that caused the dough to rise and the dough is usher to non kaihanim. Whereas the chacham say, Bein shenafal iser b'tchila, bein basayif, whether the iser fell in the beginning or it was the second one that fell in, la'olam eino iser, it's never going to usher the dough, ad sheyibay kedei l'chametz. It has to have enough by itself in order to be machmetz the dough. According to Chachamim, we don't say it's siruf with two different types of sa'ar. If we have mutter sa'ar and asr sa'ar that fall in, we're not going to be tzarif them to asr the dough. The only way we're going to asr this dough is if the asr sa'ar on its own was able to make the dough rise. How we pass like the Chachamim? And moving on to Mishnah Yud Beis, Ye'ezer ish habira hay mitamid beis shamay. Ye'ezer ish habira, there's machlekes what that means. Either he was from a place called Bira, or he was in charge of the Bira, which according to some opinions is referring to Har Abayis. Either way, this Ye'ezer was from the Talmidim of beis shamay. Va'amar, was he said, Sha'alti Yisrael Gamaliel Hazaken, I asked from Gamaliel Hazaken, Oymid Bishar Mizrach, when he was standing at the eastern gate of Har Abayis. Now it's important to note that Rama Gamaliel was a Talmud of Beis Hillel. Va'amar, Rama Gamaliel said, La'oylem Eino Yisr, the sourdough of Isr is not going to asr the dough that it fell into, Ajahe Baikadeh L'chametz, until the Isr itself is strong enough to be Machmetz the dough on its own. So we see that even the Talmidim of Beis Shammai learns from the Talmidim of Beis Hillel, and as we said in the previous Mishnah, that's how we paskin. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Yudalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.